This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com. But we spell that CHRCH online because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to talk about change. We drove up on one of our favorite fast food restaurants that will remain nameless, and I saw an advertisement right there stuck on the outside window talking about their healthy, protein-rich foods that they serve, and it made me think about we're still in that time period where people are thinking about change. Diet and exercise, we see advertising all the time talking about this, even though, according to statistics, we have passed by what they refer to as Quitter's Day. The second Friday in January is the time most people statistically have stopped with their New Year's resolution. But advertisers are still encouraging us to find that change. But we recognize, as people who read the Bible, as people who follow Jesus, that real change comes in a whole different way. And of course, it reminds us of that really well-known Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Maybe that's one you've heard. Maybe you've heard it at church. Maybe you've heard it somewhere else recently. That seems to be the one we think about when our world is thinking about different times of change. We have to remind ourselves that that's where the real change comes. But there's also something in that passage that tells us about the heart of the change that we're receiving. It's not just simply a matter of, you know, we've come to a new year and we want to change something, diet, exercise, change something financially. I don't know. There's more to this real change that Christ brings. Let me read that again and continue reading. It starts out, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Now, in the beginning, it talks about being this new creation, but five times you heard a different word, reconciled. There's more to just simply change than change of behavior, changing a habit. Christ is urging us instead to be reconciled. But what does that word mean? When I think reconciled, maybe we think about, well, again, financially, somebody's going to reconcile the books. You know, we have to make sure all of our payments have been made and all, everything that we're bringing in, we're keeping account of. But the Greek word that reconciled comes from literally means to change mutually, change in agreement, to compound a difference together between us and God specifically. You could think about it like this. Another financial term that's used about reconciliation is coins. And this was very well, you know, well known in our day and age, but back in their day and age as well, you would have these denarii, the Roman coin, and that needed to be exchanged or reconciled. For example, if you wanted to pay a temple tax or if you wanted to give an offering in the temple, you had to get temple coins and you would reconcile with the money changers. Now, generally speaking, there's some sort of exchange rate and that exchange rate may fluctuate, but initially, let's say you get, you know, 5 denarii and that's going to give you 10 temple coins, whatever it might be. That's receiving that exchange. That's reconciling your money. But listen to those words that Paul says. All things are of God who has reconciled us to himself. He has exchanged us through Jesus Christ and then has given us a reconciliation ministry. So it's not just simply a matter of us being changed. It's being changed for a purpose. That, to me, is the biggest difference between making a New Year's resolution to change a habit or something that we're doing and bring real and lasting change in our lives. It isn't just simply breaking some old thing and starting something new. It's a true reconciliation that leads to a renewed purpose. And I love the way it says it. If you skip down into verse 20, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." That's really what every Christian has been given, a ministry. We have been reconciled. We have been changed or exchanged, exchanging our sin, our guilt, our shame for Jesus's price that he paid for us on the cross. But there's so much more. He's been given us this reconciliation so that we can become ambassadors. We become, you know, you think about, like I was saying, exchanging coins. Our job then is to go out into the world and to find other people that need to be exchanged. And that little message, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled. I have been reconciled by Christ, and I'm urging you also. That's where all of this comes together. That's where real change all comes in. Then there's one final verse again. 2 Corinthians 5 is where I'm reading from, verse 21. "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." That says it all. The one who knew no sin became or was reconciled for your sin and my sin. The most amazing reconciliation we could ever think of in the world. The biggest change or exchange that was ever made was Jesus Christ's price that he paid for us on that cross. And our job then is a simple one. It can get complicated, and at times we may overthink it. But the reality is going out and becoming an ambassador for him, being a ambassador who exchanges other people as they explain this ministry of reconciliation. That's really what it's all about. That simple, simple message. We have messed up. We have sinned. We have fallen short. We have missed the mark, all those things we want to say. And there's a price that has to be paid. But the good news is, the incredible good news, is that Jesus Christ paid that sin, that price for us. So I leave you with that thought. And as you see commercials, as you roll up on your favorite fast food place and you see people still advertising, make this lasting change, change the habit. No, think the greatest change that has ever been made is us being exchanged for Jesus Christ on the cross.